Next patient is Ana María Ponsler, the last name is P-O-N-S-L-E-R. First name, Ana María, A-N-N-A-M-A-R-I-A. Number one, 65-year-old white female that had a syndrome of inappropriate ADH. Secondary to laryngeal cancer, period. The patient needed a colonoscopy and she was prepared with Dulcolax and the administration of a magnesium citrate. The patient was experiencing throwing up, diarrhea, and eventually she had some mental changes. The husband decided to take her to the hospital and she was hyponatremic. At the time, the patient was in intensive care. The sodium was corrected, the potassium was corrected, and the kidney function returned to normal. Yeah, she was discharged with the instructions of taking sodium tablets, 1 gram every 8 hours, and also a regular intake of sodium in the presence of a fluid restriction of 1,000 cc's in 24 hours. On October the 27th of 2023, the sodium was up to 130, and the patient is feeling much better and is able to ambulate. She was stressed about the need to emphasize the fluid restriction as recommended, as well as the intake of salt. Following number, the patient has laryngeal cancer that is evaluated by the doctors on the yearly basis. No history of relapse. At the time of the cancer in 2014, she had chemotherapy and radiation therapy. The patient has a history of pain syndrome and she has recovered the kidney function. She has chronic kidney disease stage 2. The serum creatinine is 0.63, the BUN is 11, and the estimated GFR is 97 mLs per minute. We're going to reevaluate the case in 3 months with laboratory workup. And paragraph, I spent 15 minutes reviewing the hospitalization and the laboratory workup, including calling the office of Dr. Maxwell, who had the latest lab results, and in the face-to-face 15 minutes documentation, 6 minutes.